This guided meditation is brought to you by Julie Peters and Spirituality and Health. Visit spiritualityhealth.com for more. Guided meditation for befriending loneliness. Please find a comfortable position for this meditation. I like sitting on a pillow or meditation cushion, but a chair is fine, and feel free to lie down if that's more comfortable for you. I invite you to close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. Relax your shoulders, your jaw, your belly. Let the thoughts, sensations, and emotions that are on the surface settle. And give yourself a moment to arrive here in your meditation. Meet yourself as you are. In this meditation, we will invite the emotion called loneliness. If you have loneliness with you now, you probably already feel it a lot of the time. But it quiets with distractions like work stress, being busy, and running around. Loneliness is loudest in the quiet, when we're by ourselves, nothing to distance ourselves from this emotion. Rather than trying to run from our loneliness, let's invite it in. We can set the intention to welcome our loneliness, listen to it, and offer it kindness. Set that intention now. Focus on your loneliness. Keep your belly relaxed and continue to breathe. Let it come into your body. You may have stories about your loneliness. There might be something in particular that makes you feel lonely. You might be lonely for a particular person or place or community. That's okay. You might have stories about how you will always be alone or that you deserve your loneliness. That's okay too. Let the stories come in. There's nothing wrong with any of these thoughts. They're just thoughts, and they can change. Allow them to arise. Even as the stories come to mind, however, I'd like for you to focus on what you're feeling in your body. Your mind can chatter away. That's fine. Just focus your attention on what you feel in your physical body. Notice where, specifically, your loneliness lives. Does it have a texture, a rhythm, a shape, a color? Investigate your physical experience of loneliness. You may like to place your hands on these parts of your body. Many people feel loneliness in the heart. And in Chinese medicine, the organ of sadness is the lungs. You may or may not feel yours here. Just notice if your heart or your lungs are involved in the sensations of your loneliness. As you spend time with your loneliness, treat it like a good friend. Listen to what it has to say. We're not here to judge or make the loneliness go away. Simply let it be present and observe what arises. Now let's go into the nuance of this loneliness. Are there other emotions here too? Is loneliness related to sadness or grief, fear? Is there anger there? Or hope? All can be present. No emotion pushes any other out. Let whatever else is in here be here too. Loneliness is a form of desire. Loneliness tells us that we're not feeling as connected as we want to be, that we long for something more than what we feel in our lives. It can mean that we want more people around us, but sometimes it means we're not feeling heard or understood by the people that are in our lives. We feel alone in our experience, isolated or rejected. Your loneliness might be asking you to change in some way, to reach out for what you truly want. Notice if you are getting a sense of this as you pay attention to your loneliness. We can't always control our circumstances or what other people do in our lives. But we can offer ourselves kindness, compassion, understanding, and listening. You are already doing this by honoring your own pain and longing. Notice how you can show up for yourself and connect to yourself simply by sitting quietly and feeling your body. This may be the very thing your loneliness is asking you to do. Let's take a few more deep breaths into those places where we feel our longing, grief, hope, isolation, rejection, or maybe even that fire to make a change. If they're not already there, place your hands over your heart or wherever your loneliness lives in your body. Bow your mind to your hands, honoring and acknowledging the time you spent listening to your own pain with compassion and offering yourself loving connection in a time of longing. Thank you for listening.